And now, the opinions of Ian Scholz.
Instead of actually balancing the budget, which would be too easy, our elected federal officials sometimes toy with the idea of passing a constitutional amendment demanding that they balance the budget. This is like spanking yourself before you raid the cookie jar, but maybe our elected officials are right. Maybe the Constitution should get in step with the times, redo the thing as a rock video, why not? What has the Bill of Rights done for me lately? I've never had a jury trial, never borne arms, never quartered a soldier or established a religion. I've never even lawfully assembled. I hate crowds. Change the Bill of Rights to the Bill of Personal Needs. Replace free speech, for example, with pay-as-you-go speech, a dime per sentence, or charge a monthly fee for unlimited conversation. This would not only help reduce the deficit, it would shut people up, especially poor people. Nobody wants to hear what poor people have to say unless they win a lottery. What about the right to free parking? The right to swell clothing at reasonable prices? The right to free coffee refills? The right to good movies? A moratorium on Sylvester Stallone, Richard Gere, or any movie featuring a psycho whacking teenagers with a hatchet? I would even recommend that we establish, just like no smoking sections, cute free areas. Fuzzy puppies, clowns, kitty cats, troll dolls, bumper stickers, message t-shirts, bank accounts with landscapes on the checks, or posters of chimpanzees in short pants, all would be prohibited in the cute-free areas, and anybody uttering "have a nice day" would be shot. And what about the right to money for nothing? How about it, pals and gals? You want to start a constitutional convention? Just make the check out to me, America, but no landscapes in the check, okay? This is a cute-free area. I gotta go.